I am Daniel Lucas.
And I'm Tiki Petrie, and welcome to Abstract Essay.
Abstract Essay is created to empower artists like us. Been a long time, Mr. Tiki. Where have you been?
Life caught up. It's been really busy the last few months, but we're back now, and that's all that's important.
Yes, that's the really important. Mr. Fick is back, and we have a good news, people, that Abstract Essay is on the number 3 best abstract podcast.
Congratulations!
Last month, we are number 2, Mr. Vicky. Woohoo! We are near on the top, number 1, best abstract podcast. We are awesome. Claiming that. Right, Mr. Vicky? We are claiming that sooner or later, we are number 1. So, Mr. Vicky, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to be talking about the picture to my left over here. It's called Reload. It's based on a game that's going to be coming out. It's a game that's like a remake of the game from my childhood, I guess. It's called Persona 3, and I'm just really been excited about it. So I wanted to draw a picture sort of just telling a little bit about the story and then making a cool piece for it.
How did you craft it?
Well, Persona is like a game, it's sort of like a game, but like this character is like really like depressed, but they also have like powers that like if they use a gun and like they activate the power by like doing this, and then they summon like a shadow or something to attack like the enemies.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just like all about like overcoming your inner like doubt or your inner demons inside you. So it's a really nice story. I really like it. So I wanted to draw a cool piece for it.
A new creative painting of Mr. Vicky. So, Mr. Vicky, if you want to modify this painting of yours, which one are you going to modify?
Well, originally, I wanted to have him so it's like sort of upside down drowning, but it looked really bad. So, I think I'm exploring a lot with this piece. We're having like different composition, different windows and stuff like that, which I found was really fun to do. And I don't know, I kind of like the way this is formatted, so I don't really want to change anything.
I observed that this is the first time that you did 3 people inside in one painting.
Yeah.
Right? This is the first time. Oh yeah, you beat the record. Every time you do a painting, only one, right? Now 3. Wow. Why is that?
I got inspired by some artists I saw on TikTok that they do this sort of formatting and they make prints out of it. So I thought that would be kind of cool. If I can do this and make sort of maybe a print of it in the future. I don't know. I think that'd be kind of cool. That's why I sort of.
So how did you connect these 3 people inside your painting?
Well, first I wanted to have it so it's like, it's not just like a box for them. I wanted to have it sort of being like broken up pieces of a picture. So that's why they're all like sort of cracked and misshapen to make it look interesting, and there's just like moments of the story that I found like really cool. Like, yes. One of them is like him discovering his power for the first time, and then it's kind of a spoiler. the top one, but
spoiler alert,
it's basically like the last enemy kind of deal where he's like facing the moon, like a character that looks like the moon. And it's just a really cool moment, so I wanted to do that.
Observing the power of the moon. Oh,
like Superman.
It's Superman. No, it's Batman.
Oh.
And they said no, it's Flash. Okay. So how about the at the bottom, Mr. Vicky? How did you explain that?
That's him, like the first time, because he's in a situation where he's. Like his friend got hurt basically, and then the enemy is coming closer to him, so he has to do something or he's not gonna make it. So that's when he discovers he can use the gun to activate his powers and defend himself.
Yes. So what's the title again of this painting, Mr. Vicky?
It's called Reload, because this game is called Persona 3 Reload, because it's a remake of a game from 2000 something.
So this game is the one you are playing when you are young.
Yeah, like when I was like 12-ish around. I mean, not really young, but I guess 12. Yeah.
So they revive it. So that's why you want to, you know, revive the feeling when you are playing this game. So what do you think? What missing on this painting?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty satisfied with it. It's like my first time drawing in like 3 months, actually. So I'm pretty happy that I can still draw. that was my main thing.
Of course, yes, definitely. And, you know, Mr. Fiki, before you left, your drawing, comparing right now, the one you did last time we did our last episode, they are more great. For this one, it's like you're less for, I think, energy. There's something missing. That comparing the one you did last time, it's more bright, more elegant, and more, it's like for me, it's more clean. But they are still good. They're still good in the sense that probably in the past 3 months, you're missing something. You miss something in your life. that's why it will reflect what are you doing. All right, probably yes, but yes, comparing for your painting last before you left, it's so awesome. Now there's something missing in this painting for me. Mr. Fiki, it's gorgeous. It's nice. Reload. So before we go on, Mr. Fiki, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Food 101, on our third season with Chef Alessandro, one of the best executive chefs in downtown Toronto. So please do listen. For last episode, we talk about gelato people, because today it's hot, summer in Canada, people. And plus one more, our book Food 101 Volume 1 Basics is all now available on Amazon and leading online bookstores. Volume 1 Basic is all about the basics, fundamental, that we need in the kitchen to make your food delicious. Not only Volume 1, we did Volume 2, which is fundamentals. Volume 3, essentials. Volume 4, Greek cuisine. And Volume 5, Japanese cuisine. So please do grab a copy and check what is the content of what I'm writing. Oh my goodness. I did my Food 101 volumes. I do also abstract poetry from Volume 1 to Volume 5. So please check them out. Grab them. Grab your copy. Available on Amazon and online bookstores worldwide. So Mr. Fiki, reload. What we gonna do? Reload on this painting. After 5 years that it's this reload, you want to modify which one, which part or which angle you want to modify?
I don't know. I'm having fun just playing around with the
everything, the colors.
I'm having fun playing around with like how to format all the drawings and everything. So I just like I'm just experimenting basically now of how to change things to make it more interesting.
Yes.
So yeah.
Probably you can. Can you make the colors green? Blue. Why is blue, Mr. Fiki? Is there inside the water? Why is there bubbles?
He's like drowning. His character really likes listening to headphones while he's fighting people, basically, I guess.
Okay, that'd be awesome. If you compare Reload to Frankenstein, what's the big difference? Frankenstein people, we talk about this woman. I think a woman, right? With Beautiful Woman, and Mr. Fiki titled it Frankenstein. Miss Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I think so. Miss Frankenstein, right? That's what I remembered.
I have two of them. One of them is updated, I think.
Yes, two Frankenstein. So if you compare Mr. Fiki for this painting, what's the big difference?
Well, I think Frankenstein, I had a lot more fun because I could design my own character. This one, I'm just following someone else's design, so I can't be as creative with it. But yeah, I think I like Frankenstein more because I created the character myself.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
What do you think? What angle you need to make this painting better?
I always go to blue, don't I? Maybe I can try different
colors.
Maybe.
You love blue.
you love green.
Yes, green. Green.
I do want to try different colors, so maybe that's something I could try working on.
Yes. Probably in the desert next time, right? This is in the water, so next time, the desert.
Next time in volcano.
or in the forest. Oh, yes.
A forest is actually a good idea, but just drawing trees is a lot of work.
Yes, lots of work. And once again, Mr. Fiki, thank you for coming back. This is our first episode for the last 3 months that Mr. Fiki absent. And we are thank you, people, because we are on the number 3 best abstract podcast. We are hoping that last month we are number 2. And I never shout out to the people listening to us. And our Mr. Fiki and I are very grateful. And we are planning our own business. We're going to have all Mr. Fiki paintings. We're going to put in... let's say anything that can be printable, right? T-shirt, what else? Mags. What else can be printable? Bags, right? White collectible bags.
The tote bags.
Yes. We are, Mr. Fiki and I are planning something. If our business will go on, please support us and buy our merchandise that we are planning to roll out. So what else you can say about this painting? Reload, Mr. Fiki.
This isn't my favorite drawing, but it's something that I'm glad I can finally get past because I was having a bit of an art block for the past few months. And so I'm not the most happy with this drawing, but I still am proud of it and that I could finally get something out into the world again. So just glad to be back and doing this podcast again. That's about it.
Yes, and let's support Mr. Fiki. Welcome back, and I hope our next painting will be more and more and more better, as you are doing last time.
More to come, people. See you soon.